Hey everyone, this is Michael DeSilvis from New Hunter Church Christ Online Ministries. I could not go to sleep because God wanted me to talk to you about some important things about this upcoming eclipse that's coming. But I want to start off before I get into the newest and cutting information, which is going to be quite scary. I'll just let you know that, but you still need to listen because you need to know and be somewhat prepared for what's going to happen in the days and weeks after the eclipse and months ahead. We're getting ready to go into a big period, which I'll explain a little bit more here in a minute, And I think that's what we're getting ready to go into, is where the Bible talks about in Matthew 24. That's what just kept screaming to me, that I need to read this and explain it so people can understand what Jesus was really saying there in our language and what it really means and what he was saying there, where it's easy for everyone to understand. Which God has given me, I'm blessed by the Holy Spirit and by God and by his power and authority to be able to do that. And so that's what I'm going to do, or attempt to do, now. Alright, so let's go to Matthew 24. I'll be reading from the NIV Bible, and I will elaborate on some things, and then we'll go into some things about the eclipse. Alright, Jesus left the temple and was walking away when his disciples came up to him to call his very attention to the buildings where they were at. And Jesus said to him, "Do you see all these very things?" Jesus asked the disciples. And Jesus replied, and Jesus replied to them. He says, "Truly I tell you," this is one of the first of three of these that you'll hear. And Jesus says, "Truly I tell you," so listen here, he says, "not one stone here will be left on another." And some other translations say that every stone will be not visible, but totally destroyed at the time when Jesus returns, or when the Son of Man, which is the Jesus you'll hear here in a minute, returns. That's what Jesus is making a reference to here. Okay? They won't be left on another. That's what it means to be totally destroyed. It says everyone will be thrown down. Okay? As Jesus was sitting on the very mountain of Olives, all his disciples came to him privately, and they asked him to tell us. They said, "When will this event happen? And what will be the very sign of your very coming?" That's what the disciples are asking. You know, of the end of the very age, or the end of time, that's what they're talking about there. And Jesus then answered them with this reply. He says, "Watch out that no one deceives any of you. He says, for there will be many that will come claiming to be in my name. And they're claiming that they are the Messiah." Like, you know, Trump's saying he's the Messiah. And there's some guy in Israel, I don't know if he's the real Messiah, but he seems to fit the marks. We'll talk about that too. But let's read this. What Jesus is saying here says, they'll say that I am the Messiah and will deceive many people, even the elect. Okay? But you will hear of wars and many rumors of wars. But see to it that you are not alarmed, for such things must come to pass or happen, but the end is still to come. Nations will rise up against other nations. Kingdoms will be rise up against other kingdoms. there will be great famine, disease and pestilence, and earthquakes in various places all over the world. But all these are the very beginning birth pains. What is it saying there? What is Jesus saying there? This is Jesus speaking. So what is he saying there to his disciples? He's saying that this is what you need to look for before he comes. He's telling you a checklist of what to look for and what to look out and be aware of. You know, so you don't fall victim of being deceived by the wrong person. And you need to know the difference between the fakes out here and the phonies and the real McCoy, you know, Jesus Christ, a.k.a. the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, but all these things are birth pains, because this is what God said in the Revelation, as well as how he's referring this in Matthew 24, that these things must take place or happen before I return. All right, so Jesus goes on and says, then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me, because you believe, because they're against Jesus. Okay? See, a lot of people will be against Jesus because they have an evil or a demonic influence in them, and they're persuaded by demons. Because, you know, the devil, before Jesus returns, you know, to end this world, is going to double and triple down, and that's what he's doing right now. And he'll do more and more, and it'll get worse. It'll get a lot more worse and more aggressive. Because God, I mean, the devil knows his time is very short. So that's why he's squiggling and doing things more, trying to take as many to hell with him as he can. So that's why you need to keep your guard up and be looking out, so you can recognize the difference between the real deal as well as the counterfeit that will come, claiming that they're Jesus or Messiah, performing signs and wonders, but they're false prophets and teachers. But at that time, many will turn away from their very faith and will betray and hate each other because of their very anger in their hearts. Okay? And many false prophets will appear and deceive many people to hell. It says, because of the increase of the very wickedness and violence, and the love of most will grow cold. They won't love each other. They'll try to find love even by doing it unnaturally, like with bestiality, by having gay relationships or transgender relationships. That's what he's talking about there. But even that love won't even be real love according to the way God set it up, because it's not fruitful love anyway, because it goes against what God said in the Garden of Eden. Now he created us male and female, so it will be a subjection to what, that's what God is saying here in the Word. It's not me saying it, but that's what it's saying here. What Jesus is saying is a stern warning that the love of most will grow cold. That's what he's talking about. All those things I just said. It says, but the one who stands firm and stays faithful to the very end will be saved. They'll be saved, okay? And the very gospel of the kingdom will be preached to the whole entire world as the very testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. So basically what Jesus is saying there is that the gospel, when the whole, see, it's a checklist, when the gospel is preached to all the ends of the world, and everyone knows it, just like about right now, everybody knows that everywhere you go, Jesus and the Word is there, then that's a sign that God is not long from returning. And that's where we are right now. All right. So let me read on here. We're on, if you're following along in the NIV, we're on verse 15 from the New International Version. It says, so when you see, I think I read that wrong. So when you see stumbling So when you see standing in the holy place the very abomination that causes desolation, spoken of through the very prophet of the book of Daniel, or letter of Daniel, let the very reader understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the very mountaintops and caves. And let no one on their housetop go back down to take anything out of the house with them. Let no one in the very fields go back to get their cloaks. And a cloak is just an outer garment that they wear. It's another garment, like a coat. If you wear a coat, a cloak would be like a coat. You know, that's what they would wear, a cloak. It says, how dreadful it will be in those days for pregnant women and nurturing mothers will pray often that your flight will not take place in winter or on the Sabbath day, which is the first day or Lord's Day, the first day of the week. Was what we say in the New Testament. Some people still believe the Sabbath. That's why Jesus said it there. A lot of people still believe that you should celebrate. That's why Jesus made that reference. But it's really the Lord's Day in the New Testament. But we said it that way because a lot of people still follow Moses, even though they should be following Christ. Because that's what we're under right now. It's under the law of Jesus Christ. But anyway, that's why he made that reference on purpose. It's translated that way. Well, then there will be great distress, okay, that is unequal from the very beginning of the world when it was created until now, and never to be equaled again. And what is distress? It's all the moral decay. And all I believe is what Jesus is talking about, the greatest stress and all the pressure and all the subversion of evil is what will cause all this great distress all throughout the nations around the world and in the planet. And it will, that's what Jesus is referring to, you know, because it's a worldwide thing that will happen before he returns. All right? And that's what we're seeing now more and more right now. If those days had not been cut short, no one would survive. It says, but for the very sake of the chosen people, or the elect, that's the true believers that were faithful, that were born again, baptized, and believe the Bible and follow Jesus, and are obedient to Jesus, that's what it's talking about. When it says elect, that's talking about true believers there. Those days will be shortened, cut short. Okay. At that moment of time, if anyone says to you, look, here is the Messiah, or there he is, just do not believe in it. Okay? For false messiahs and false prophets will certainly appear and perform great signs and wonders in order to deceive as many people if possible and take them to hell. That's exactly what's going to happen and what is happening. It says even the elect can be fooled and deceived as well. Jesus warns sternly here. See, I have told you ahead of time what to look for. That's what he's saying. So he's giving you a checklist. What to be a warnings and checklist of what will happen that will lead up before he returns. Okay? So if anyone tells you, there he is, all right, out in the wilderness, do not go out. Okay? And says, here he is, in the inner rooms of the temple or in the synagogues or in the middle of the town square. Do not believe in that false teaching or false talk or gossip. Okay? For as lightning that comes from the very east is visible even in the west, so will the very coming of the Son of Man, which always is the Messiah, the true Messiah, Jesus Christ. That's whatever that's said in the Bible, that's what Jesus, that's what that means. Always. The Son of Man is Jesus, always. Alright. So whoever there is a carcass, there also will be vultures that will gather there. And what Jesus is saying there, it doesn't make sense there how it's translated. It's kind of poorly translated. A little bit there. Excuse me. What Jesus is saying there is that all the false gossip is like vultures. And those people who choose to believe in false prophets and false messiahs, they will gather and they will go to hell with those false prophets and messiahs. Okay? So keep your guard up is what he's saying. But he says all through this in Matthew chapter 24. We're reading right now. All right, immediately after that distress of those days, this is what it says, the Son of Man, oh wait a minute, the Son, not the Son of Man, but the Son will be shaken. And it says the moon will not give its shine, its very light. So the stars will fall from the very sky. And the heavenly bodies will be shaken in the heavens. So I think we have this eclipse. It's different from all the other ones. You see, like Walmart and all these places are really capitalizing and really rolling this thing out. I think this is the beginning of the end. I don't think the end is when the eclipse happens per se, but what happens afterwards is what's going to bring us closer by what's happening with the heavenly bodies up there, how we'll have a lot of chaotic things happening that are being shaken in the heavens, and how stars will fall from the sky, and where some will hit the earth, you know, some might hit the earth or comets and things that could be like looking like a star to people, but you know, comets and real stars might even hit the planet and cause great earthquakes and suffering and flooding and lots of disasters. And I think we're getting ready to go into that period because we're right really close to God returning. So I think those who are around now are going to see this and they're going to live through it, you know. And those who think there's a rapture, now I hate to tell you, you're going to live through it too. You ain't going to be raptured out of here. We're all going to have to go through this until Jesus does, the Son of Man returns. And that's where it will end. But let me read on here. We're on verse 30. It says that then will appear the very sign of the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, in the heavens. And then all the people of the very world will mourn when they see the very Son of Man coming on the clouds in the heavens with great power and with great glory. And he will send his very angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will all gather his very elect, that's the believers, true believers, from the four winds, or the four corners, from one end of the very heavens to the other. It's all four directions, all around the world. Okay? And then, of course, then he says, now, learn this very lesson from the fig tree. So he goes on and talks about a fig tree, but he's saying a lot of stuff here, but it's true. You know, as soon as its figs get tender and its leaves on the very tree come out, you know that summer is near. All right? It says, even so, when you see those things, you know that it is near. All right? It's right at the very door. What I mean is, those people who are looking out for the signs and watching in the heavens, looking for the wonder, The true believers, they're going to know when it happens because they're watching. But those who are not watching won't have a clue. Like the same thing that happened with Noah's Ark, like what happened with Sodom and Gomorrah, where it was destroyed. Same thing happened there. No one knew who weren't faithful and those who weren't believers. The ones that were believers did know, and they did as they were told. And they were spared, you know. But also, some also faced persecution too. But they were still protected, they were still spared, because they still had a place to be with God, because they were believers. And they gave their life as a sacrifice, but it was a good sacrifice for the honor of the Lord, Jesus Christ. That's, some of you all might face some type of persecution that may end your life physically, but it won't keep you from being with God spiritually. Because when you die and you're persecuted, you always remember that you don't do that in vain. And it don't mean all you are going to die that way, or you're not going to face horrible things, but some people will. Because that's truly what happened in the first century, what happened in the beginning of the Bible, what's going to happen before God returns. That these things will happen to some people. A lot of people will be put in jail because of things they say. And things they put online, or things they say in the real world, because anytime you tell the truth, it's going to offend people, and they're going to want to shut you up any way they can. How to do is lock you up, put you in a re-education camp, you know. So let me read on here, and that's kind of how crazy it's going to get before it gets better. And Jesus goes on and says, truly, I tell you. See, there's another truly I tell you, so this is very important. This generation will certainly not pass away until all those things have happened or come to pass. Okay? So both the heaven and earth will pass away one day, but my very words will never pass away, meaning they'll always remain. And then Jesus says one more thing here. The day and hour of the unknown time when God will return, because nobody knows. Not even Jesus knew when he was here on the earth. But let me read this last part of Matthew 24. Picking up from the NIV, verse 36. It says, but about that day or the hour, no one knows, Jesus goes on to say. Not even the very angels in the heavens know, nor the Son of Man, a man truly knows. Only the Father knows. Okay? As it was in the very days of Noah, so it will be at the very coming of the Son of Man. And what he's saying is, they didn't know that the world was flooding and that they were going to perish when the door shut on the ark. They had no idea what's going on, because those who didn't believe weren't watching for the signs in the heavens and watching for what's happening on the earth. And those who are not watching, they're not going to know when it happens, because they weren't watching before it happened. But those who are watching will know when it actually happens. And those are the ones that will be safe. You may die, but you won't die spiritually. But those who don't will die spiritually as well as physically, because they never believed or never were looking out like we're warned to do, and we're instructed by Jesus to do, that he tells us here in that chapter. It says, for in the days before the very flood of Noah, people were eating and drinking, and in marriage, taken into marriage, and given, okay, I already said that, marrying and given into marriage. They were up to the day of Noah. They were just doing normal activities, pretty much. You have all kinds, both good and bad. And then they entered the very ark. Noah and his family entered the very ark. And and of course, everybody else was still eating and drinking and doing normal things. They had no idea that, what was about to happen, what would happen, until the floods came. It was too late then. And it took them all away. I mean, they all perished. They all died. That's what will happen to a lot of people, even in our time when God comes back. Those who aren't watching will have no idea. They don't believe, they weren't obedient, they didn't watch the signs, so they won't have no idea when it happens. But like the Christians who are faithful and are watching, like they're told to do, they'll know when it does happen, because they'll see Jesus coming. But those who aren't believing and those who fall away, those who have been deceived, they'll have no idea when it happens, just like those from Noah and those from Sodom and Gomorrah. They didn't know. When it happened, it was too late. So that's why Jesus says a stern warning. Keep your eye out. Guard your heart. Know the real deal, Jesus Christ, from all the fakes out here, including the Antichrist that's in Israel and the ones that came before him. Okay? That this is how it will certainly be at the very coming of the Son of Man. It's Jesus there, Messiah, true Messiah, the only Messiah. Two men will be in the field, Jesus goes on to say. One will be taken away because he believes, and he'll be taken away and go to heaven, while the other one won't have any idea what's happening. And just like he says about two women, they'll be grinding, you know, with a handmill, they'll be grinding wheat into flour, you know, or grinding barley into barley powder, or something of that nature. One will be taken while the other one will be left behind. Same thing there. You know, the same thing happened there. One that believed knew what was happening, and they were taken, while the other one was left behind because they didn't believe. It says, therefore, keep watch. See? That's what Jesus says sternly here. Keep watch. Because you do not know on what day your Lord will return or come. Or what, you know, but please understand this. It says, if the owner of the house had known at that very point of time or night when the feast was going to be coming, he would have kept watch. It would not have allowed his very house to be robbed, you know, or his things to be taken. So you also must be ready, be on guard, keep watch, because the Son of Man will one day come at an hour or a time when you do not at least to expect for him to come. But if you're watching, when it does happen, you will know. Because you'll see it coming on the clouds. Like we read a little bit ago. Alright. Verse 45. It says, who then is faithful and wise? Let me read that again. Who then is the faithful and wise servant? It says, when the master has put this person in charge of all the other servants in his household to give them their food at the proper time, it will be good, you know, for that very servant whose master finds him doing so when he returns. But truly I tell you, there is again very important here, he will put him in charge of his possessions, of all his possessions. It says, but let's just suppose here that this same servant that he put in charge is supposed to be good is a wicked servant, and says to himself, well, my master is, you know, staying away, he's away for a long time, and he then begins to treat, he then begins to beat his fellow servants, you know, to abuse them, mistreat them, and to eat and to drink with drunkards, and have parties and orgies and all those things that God definitely does not like. But these people will be doing that. And then finally, the master of that very servant who will come on a day or hour when he does not expect for him to come. And at that, and at an hour that he is not even aware of it, he will cut him. He will cut him to pieces and assign him a place with the hypocrites. And that references hell. Yeah, that's what Jesus is saying here. He will cut him to pieces and will and put him in a place where the hypocrites will go and all the false prophets will go and teachers. That would be hell. And then where there will be great weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's what that's where Matthew 24 ends. So I wanted to read that to you because it's so important, because I think it goes, it's very fitting about what's going to happen with the upcoming events. I think this event, like I alluded a little bit with a little bit of commentary, that we're getting ready to go into a time where the celestial bodies of the heavens will be starting to shake and be greatly disturbed. And that's why all this hype and people are scared out of their minds, because a lot of them don't believe in God. And a lot of them are very fearful because all the satanic and all the rituals and all this other stuff and the CERN stuff will be going starting on the 8th and be running for the first couple weeks. We got the heifer coming up this Friday that's going to be sacrificed or burned on the Mount of Olives, and then the ashes would be put in the place where the Muslim temple is. So that's going to cause a lot of chaos in the world that we've never seen before. And it's going to cause a lot of ruckus, you know, coming up. That's going to be really bad for the world all over the planet when that happens, when the Temple Mount is destroyed. And then they build, that's where the site of the new temple will be erected, in that spot where the Muslims currently have their shrine or temple. That will be destroyed, and then it will be razed. And then it will get destroyed like Jesus said in the very beginning. Like I just read to you, Acts 24. No stone will be left unturned. It'll be totally destroyed. Because that will happen before God, before Christ returns. The Antichrist will take his seat in that temple. But I think we're getting ready to go into a very volatile time. There'll be a lot more earthquakes today. I was looking on my tablet, and I want to bounce over to the earthquake program here. And it said today, the earthquakes definitely are starting to increase a lot, because when I looked at it earlier, it said it was 189 earthquakes. Now we're up to 622. And right now, you know, in Taiwan, they just had a 7.4 earthquake. And Taiwan's been having a number of tremors, which have been far less than that. But then a lot of people have died, a lot of injuries, and a lot of people have died, and a lot of buildings have collapsed. And we're probably going to see a lot more of this. And there's a tsunami warning that's been issued for Taiwan. And I don't know if there's going to be a tsunami, but all these things are kicking off with the moon and the earth, and all the planets are all going to be all alive. A lot of people aren't talking about that. It's not just a comet why there's great concern, but it's also because the moon and the earth and the sun and all the other planets will be in aligned all together. That's never happened, at least as far as we know, as far as back we've been recording charts. That this has never happened like this. It said that the only time when it did happen were the days when the Messiah was born, meaning Jesus Christ, the true Messiah. When the Lord came in a baby, they say at the very beginning, when God came, that's what the planets were doing. They said the planets were similar like that when Jesus was born, when he came into the world. And that's what's going to happen, you know, this week, or coming up into next week, you know, Monday. So that's why they're concerned about major earthquakes. And then we have the devil triple tail blue comet passing by, you know, shortly right after the eclipse. It'll go by, and they believe that last time there were a lot of earthquakes. So that's why there's a lot of fear among all those who don't believe, because they don't believe in God. And the government is being very overcautious, because, you know, when you look at history, it shows that there were a number of earthquakes. Last time when this happened was over 1,000 years ago. I think it was in 1835. So, yeah, it was over 1,000 years ago. So, I mean, it's going to happen, and that was before America was even America. I'm just talking about in the world. When this happened, according to history from the charts they had, from the Aztecs and other things that nobody talks about or teaches about anymore. See, that's why it's important to know about that history, too. Because that's what fits it all together to where we are today. It explains it all. It connects it all together at various points. And so, I'm not making a prophecy. I'm just going by the real information and the facts, by all the stuff that is here that we have as a record of what has happened, what the Bible has given us a record. Because a lot of stuff in the Bible refers to a lot of stars and heaven and bodies, celestial bodies. The Bible's full of it because that's how you can watch the signs of what's about to happen on the earth or what's yet to come before God comes. So that's the same thing we should be watching for when Christ returns. So when he does come, we will know exactly when he comes, when he does come, because of the trumpets and everything. It's going to be a loud event. You won't need a TV to see it, because you'll be able to see it worldwide, because the heavens will roll up like a scroll, like it says in Revelation. They'll roll up like a scroll, like somebody rolling up a piece of paper, and then you'll see Jesus coming on the cloud in great power and glory to set these things straight, you know, once and for all with Satan and the Antichrist, and their place will be in hell, and along with all the followers that were deceived, they'll go with them as well, and the demons and the fallen angels too will also be there as well, and all, of course, you know, all the elect, the true believers, they'll go to heaven. So we got a lot of things that are going to be happening, and you just need to be aware of this stuff and not be scared. You need to get closer to God. So if some of you do die because of the earthquakes, even if I die, at least I know I'm going to be with God. But, you know, then again, you may still live. You may not die. You may not even have no injury. There's a lot of places there'll be earthquakes, but there'll be a lot of places where there's not earthquakes. But there'll be a lot of different earthquakes, you know, and different things happening here. We're getting ready to go into a very active period. You know, like the Bible talks about these birth pains. We're starting to see signs of that right now. I looked on the earthquake map, and there's 44 earthquakes that happen right now. But when you look at it, it's over, you know, 230-some earthquakes that happen. You know, that's just in the last 3 days. So, yeah, I think the number is going to be a lot more earthquakes happening in a lot more places. And I think it's going to, you know, it doesn't mean they're going to be really bad, but there may be some more bad than usual in a lot of places, especially in higher places where they normally have a lot more activity. They'll be more vulnerable to more higher and more catastrophic earthquakes, I do believe, especially, you know, worldwide where all these places are, where they normally happen a lot more. That's where you'll see a higher earthquakes, I believe, because they already are shaking already. You know, Hawaii will see a lot more worse earthquakes. The seas will be rough. Like the Bible's talking about, the lands and the seas will be rough, the waves, you know, the earth will be shaken and the heavens will be shaken, and we're getting ready to start going into that. I hate to say that, but the way things look and what the Holy Spirit's telling me, we're getting ready to go into some really, crazy times. But there'll be a lot of people that will live and survive through all this stuff by the power of the Lord, those that God keeps to preserve until all this stuff passes away, and then we'll be with him, because the angels will come and get us and gather us and get us out of here. And we'll all die physically, but we'll live eternally, spiritually, with the Lord. For those who've fallen away and those who don't believe, they'll die spiritually and go to hell and live with the devil and be with him for eternity. So, I mean, you have a choice. It's called free will. So you need to make that choice, and hopefully you choose God, not the anti-God or the Christ. All this gender or confusion, because all that's from the devil. We all know there's only two genders, and that's male and female. And any other genders there are, they don't exist, because there's only two real genders, true genders. That's male and female. That's the way it is in the Bible. That's what God made. Because, you know, I've never seen two girls have a baby unless they had a man come between them, and that's how they had a baby. But two girls can't do that by themselves, just like two guys can't get pregnant and have babies either, even though they want you to believe that mess. But it's not true. Yeah, you know, I mean, I think anybody knows with a brain and knows that that can't happen. So, but that's what they're teaching now, because they're trying to ruin the family any way they can and attack the church. I mean, it's just like, you know, what did Biden do? He instituted Gender Observance Day to replace Easter, to smack God in the face, to make him even angrier than what he already is. You know, of the things that are going on, and that's just another way just to slap God in the mouth. And God will just sit there and take it for so long, and then God's going to start shaking things up. I think we're getting ready to go into that because God is getting tired of all this mess. And, you know, you keep doing things like this, you're going to anger him to the point and he's going to start doing things. And I think some people want him to do that because they want to try to make the end come quicker. You know, I think that's why they're doing that. But God will come when he decides to come, not when people do things to aggravate him to come. But when he decides to end it all, he'll do it according to his time, not according to the wishes of others or Satan or demons or any other bodies. It'll be up to God solely when he does it alone, chiefly when he decides to carry that out, like it says in the scriptures. So anyway, I just want to share that with you. I think we'll be okay on the eclipse, but I think really we really need to be aware of the events that are going to happen afterwards. You know, the earthquakes, pay attention to that. Pay attention to what's happening up in the heavens overhead. And to all the Christians, keep your eyes open and guard your hearts. Don't fall for this Antichrist guy, Yuka, that's what he's called. He's in Israel, and he's performing real miracles. You know, and every time he touches somebody, he heals them. And he's doing all the signs like Jesus. And there were other people that came along before him. I was looking around. There are wizards that did sorcery, that did tricks. And even though he's doing miracles, it's still a trick because he's not the real Christ. He's the Antichrist. But this guy seems to fit the bill to be the real deal. That's in Israel. But he won't show himself until, I think, until 2025 is when this is going to, when he will reveal himself to the masses. But, you know, that's why we need to keep our hearts open and be on guard for his return. So anyway, I just want to share that with you. I love you all. God bless and be safe, everyone. Take care. Signing off. New Hunter Church Christ Online Ministries. Take care. I love you all. God bless.